and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Philadelphia move to try to block Elon Musk's million-dollar giveaways in battleground states is headed to federal court. Prosecutor John Summers.
We will address the issues there and seek to have the matter remanded back to the state court. After all, this is a case that involves state law issues.
Kamala Harris this morning critical of Donald Trump's vow that he will protect women whether they like it or not.
This is just the latest on a series of reveals by the former president of how he thinks about women and their agency.
North Korea has test-fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The ICBM was fired almost vertically, traveled upward for 86 minutes, reached a height of more than 4,300 miles before falling back into the sea. That would be North Korea's longest flight and highest altitude ever.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Our new royalty has been named in Wisconsin Rapids. The newest Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2025 is Olivia Hoyer, and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2025 is Bianca Bowden. Olivia Hoyer and Bianca Bowden will receive the crowns from Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2024 Allie Waite and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Addison Morin. The event took place at the Performing Arts Center on October 26th. You can get a ride to the polls in Stevens Point for free. Central Transportation will provide free bus rides to all City of Stevens Point polling locations on its regular routes and schedules on Tuesday, November 5th. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. If you still haven't registered, you can register same day at the polls. Visit civicmedia.us/vote for links to voting information. Veterans Day is coming up soon on November 11th. While this day honors the sacrifices military members have made for our country, it also serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggles that current service members are facing. In Wisconsin, over 37% of service members find it difficult to cover expenses. According to recent Household Pulse survey data, members of the armed services are experiencing financial strain at higher rates than the general U.S. population. Over 40% of service members report difficulty covering their usual household expenses, compared to 36.6% of all U.S. adults. While over 71% of the general population stress about recent price increases, nearly 80% of military personnel share similar feelings. A key issue service members frequently raise is that their basic allowance for housing has not kept pace with the rapidly rising cost of housing. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. It's supposed to play is turns points, so and that's what happened. So that's
good
just
morning,
how
buddy. Can you hear me all
Matt
right?
LaFleur says the rookie gets
just
better
you
every
me?
Week.
Yep,
it
we
seems
hear you
to
great.
Me that
we come back and
developing
break in
a better routine.
Perfect.
I think
Let's
Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Stuck under cloudy skies with scattered showers, tapering down to light drizzle this afternoon. Then, winds begin to whip, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures. In fact, we'll be hanging out in the low 40s for most of the day and feeling some spooky wind chills. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off. by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Trigby Olson and myself join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, Todd Albaugh is back on the road. He's on the What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. Continues today. They're stopping in Wisconsin Rapids at the WFHR, WIRI studios. You can join Todd, Trigby Olson, Reed Galen, and their guests for another great stop across the state in Wisconsin. Todd Albaugh today from noon to 2 p.m. Very glad to have our next guest join us. He is the chair of WISDEMS. Ben Wickler is here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
You look pretty awake. You look pretty conscious. I follow you on Twitter, and like you are all over the place, man.
We're in the final stretch here, right?
I wanted to start out with something which just seems to have blown up in the last couple of days. And I find it interesting because this ad that Matinair on Air received from a completely legitimate and totally real super PAC, Ben, we started playing this about a month ago. And now it seems to be getting reaction from some people on the Fox network. Calvin, can you play that ad that we have from this completely legitimate and totally real super PAC? Take a listen to this.
And now a message from a Wisconsin voter.
Yeah, hi, this is Betty from Rhinelander. I've been voting for the same party all my life. It's been okay, I guess. Now, my parents taught me to be patient. All things come to those who wait. But for too long now, it seems like some politicians in Wisconsin think their job is to make sure nothing gets done. What the heck is that all about? Take us back to the good old days. You mean back to polio and outhouses? There was nothing good about that, I can tell you. Oh yeah, they talk a good game at election time, but when it comes to helping folks with poisoned water, closing hospitals and childcare, where are they when it comes to actually fixing it? They gavel in and gavel out and go on vacation. It makes me so gosh darn mad. So November 5th, I'm voting a different way. I'm just not going to tell my husband, or my sister, or my garden club, or my Facebook friends, or say anything on the Substack I have about extreme knitting. But I might tell my granddaughters.
Paid for by the Let's Knit Crazy Super PAC.
I'm Betty, and I approve this message. Let's just keep it between us.
Yeah, we started running that, Ben, about a month ago, and all of a sudden now there are some national ads that are kind of picking up on that same theme, shall we say, about your vote is private. When you go in to cast your ballot, no one knows how you vote. Now, this is getting some extreme reactions from some people on the right. Calvin, let's play clip number 2 from Jesse Waters on Fox.
And if I found out Emma was going into the voting booth and pulling the lever for Harris, that's the same thing as having an affair. That to me.
Oh my God. Let him finish.
That violates the sanctity of our marriage.
Preach on, yes.
What else is she keeping from me?
Exactly.
Why would she lie to you? Have you threatened her? Why would she lie to you?
Oh, they want me to tease.
Why would she do that and then vote Harris? Why would she say she was voting
Trump and then voting Harris?
And I caught her. So and then she said, I lied to you for the last 4 years.
So you admit you intimidate.
It's over.
Oh, we got to go to break. Oh, yeah. They're signaling we have to go to break. Let's get out of here. This isn't going well.
That, I think that kind of says it all, right? Which is that there's, you know, there's a ton of men who are supporting Harris, including me. There are some guys who feel like they need to be able to control women. And control the women in their lives and control women that they'll never meet. And it's threatening to think that everyone can make up their own mind. And it's everyone's private personal decision who they're going to vote for. And I, you know, I will just tell you, I've been in 32 counties in the last 2 weeks. I've been knocking on doors myself and talking to volunteers and talking to staff all over the state. And everywhere we hear reports about couples where, both have voted Republican in the past, and now there are a lot of women who are going to vote for Harris. I think this is probably a bigger deal than even shows up in the polls. And you can see in the polls a massive gender gap already. But I do think there's such a thing as the shy Harris voter, the way there used to be the shy Trump voter. I think that the way that Trump voters used to feel like they would get, you know, berated and attacked if they came out with their support for Trump, now there is no social sanction for being a Trump supporter in Wisconsin, especially in red areas in Wisconsin. But there is a fear that a lot of people have if they come out as somebody who's not supporting Trump now. But when it is just them and their conscience and that bubble that they can fill in on their ballot in the voting booth, I think a lot of people are going to vote for Harris. I'd rather be Harris now.
I just have one little caveat about Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters famously was married and having an affair with the young producer he is now married to. He got her to go on a date with him because he let the air out of her tires. He's talked about it on the air. So please, Jesse, take your holier than thou, you're betraying my marriage outrage. Please take it somewhere else.
Oh my God.
I think if there's no greater suggestion or a proponent for watching the live stream, it's seeing Ben Wickler's face when he heard Jesse Waters say it's the same as an affair. But the other thing too, Ben, we've talked about, you know, we've talked about this topic a lot, but also the other thing is, you know, your vote is private. No one knows who you'll vote for. But I think it's also very important to talk to men about that too. Your dad doesn't know who you vote for. Your golf buddies don't know who you vote for. You don't have to tell them. As you said just now, vote your conscience. When you're in that little booth and it's only you and that ballot, you vote what you want and you don't have to tell anybody else. And I think it's important for men to know that too, because it's so many ways that Trump is this, and I don't know why, this sense of strength and manlyhood and alpha dogticity that he's not really, but they glom onto it because they're missing something as guys. But you can just be in that booth and vote for whomever you want. And it's okay if you vote for Harris. It's fine.
It's so fine. And yeah. I think there's two big reasons for guys to do this. One is it's an act of solidarity and it's a belief in human rights, because women's rights are human rights. And, you know, as guys, like, we should respect the humanity of everybody. And, you know, if there are women in the world that you love, you can do this for them, but also do it for yourself. Do it for guys. Harris is going to be way better for men than Trump is. And, you know, if your number one issue is the economy, Harris's plans will make life more affordable and give you more opportunity, not just to, you know, get support when you're down, but also to be able to actually get ahead and start a business and you know, be your own boss and do things that a lot of people dream about. And Trump's is going to send us into recession. He's going to lift prices on everything. He's going to give tax cuts to billionaires and he's going to stick it to everybody else. So even if there's zero solidarity, you're only thinking about your own bottom line. Guys, this is the time to vote for Harris. And I think it is easy to fall into the trap of thinking that you should, you know, that how you ought to vote should be only self-interest or concern for others. In this case, they line up perfectly because we are all going to do better when Harris is president. Even the wealthy will probably do better, honestly, because the size of the economy will grow. If the middle class has more strength, they'll be able to buy more stuff. So people who own companies, they might have a little bit higher taxes, pay their fair share, but they'll be paying higher taxes on a larger economy. Economic growth will be higher. It has been, if you look at the last 80 years, the 40 years under Democratic presidents have had significantly higher economic growth every year than under the Republican presidents. So it is in everyone's self-interest and in their social interest to make sure that Harris wins this election.
Oh, there you go. Bringing up facts again, Ben. Jeez. You just,
Ben and his logic.
If you're just joining us, Ben Wickler is our guest. He's the chair of WISDEMS here in Wisconsin.
I think, you know, and folks who talk about the economy, and, you know, I don't worry about those billionaires and millionaires. Even if we raise their taxes a little bit, I got news for you, folks. They're still going to be wealthy.
Really, really, really rich.
Wealthy beyond our imagination. And we got to worry about ourselves and the groceries we got to buy and the cars we got to afford and the homes with and the childcare. Those are the things. I'm not worried about billionaires paying more taxes. I'm worried about, can I afford to pay for what I owe right now?
And Ben, we've talked to several people about tariffs. We've been talking about tariffs for a couple of weeks, and we talked about the economics of it yesterday because a Washington Post came out with a column that said businesses are planning. They're starting to make plans to raise prices if Donald Trump imposes all of these tariffs. That's not good.
It is bad. In fact, you're absolutely right. Here's the other thing that no one's really talking about. If the U.S. starts throwing tariffs on imports from every other countries are going to throw what are called retaliatory tariffs yep. on things that we export.
Yep.
So suddenly, if you make stuff in this United States of America, it's going to be harder to sell your goods abroad because other countries are going to respond to our tariffs by responding to a trade war that Trump will have started. That's how we spin into a recession. It's harder to export and it's harder to buy stuff. In that scenario, bad for everybody.
And that would be devastating for Wisconsin farmers.
Absolutely.
It really
I
would.
Mean, we've seen it before.
Yep.
We saw the trade war when Trump was president before. Targeted tariffs on Harley-Davidson exports, you know, targeted tariffs on like all the stuff that we make in Wisconsin, because foreign countries know that if you want to punch Trump, go where the swing votes are. So those of us who live in battleground states would be hurt the most by a trade war that Trump would start. There's no reason to do that. It's just bad for everybody.
And the other thing that our guest said, his name is James Vanderloo. He said that if the tariffs are imposed, he will be on the phone the next day with businesses who will have to relocate to other countries or shut down because they will be so affected. And they know that immediately. And that was the point that hit me right in the heart, because I was like, I didn't even think about that. And that's what something he deals with every day.
Well, companies have to plan ahead, and companies hate chaos. They need stability. They want stability. That stability is good for business. We're going to continue our conversation with Ben Wickler with WISDEMS. He's the chair. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Just don't know.